Federal offshore drilling regulators say they have approved the oil spill response plan submitted by Shell Oil for drilling in the Beaufort Sea. The Interior Department's Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement in February approved Shell's oil spill response plan for Chukchi Sea. Shell hopes to drill exploratory wells in both locations during the summer open season. Drilling in Arctic Ocean waters is bitterly opposed by environmental groups, which claim oil companies have not demonstrated they can clean up oil spilled in ocean waters where ice is present. Center for Biological Diversity spokesman Brendan Cummings says the Beaufort decision shows the Obama administration is willing to let Shell play Russian roulette with the Arctic ecosystem. Juneau residents kicked off 2 days of public testimony on the state operating budget before the Senate Finance Committee yesterday. Mayor Bruce Botello thanked senators for including $16 million in community revenue sharing in the budget proposal. The program divvies up a portion of Alaska's oil tax revenue for use by local communities. Botello says Juneau's share is largely spent to keep rising energy costs in check.
Even as we've taken steps large and small to deal with it, such as our ground source heat pump systems in our newest facilities, the energy programs that particularly our school district has instituted, our use of LED lighting, all means to try and curb energy consumption. We have seen a 15% increase in our electricity costs over the last two fiscal years and fuel costs in excess of 30% over that same period.
Other testimony focused on education, with teachers and parents urging senators to increase funding for local school districts through the base student allocation. School board member Andy Story says in trying to close a $5.8 million budget shortfall, more than 65 Juneau school district jobs are on the chopping block.
The board's going through a painful process of deliberating over cutting nurses, music, art, middle school counselors, and others, like many other districts. And these 65 jobs, they affect our community. The Juneau Economic Development Council estimated the job losses will result in a negative impact to Juneau of nearly $11.5 million.
The Senate has already passed a bill that would increase the base student allocation over the next 3 years. The amount each district currently gets is $5,680 per student. The Senate plan would increase that amount by $120 this year, with increases of $130 and $135 in the next 2 years, respectively. The Senate's $9.5 billion operating budget is the same size as the version passed by the House earlier this month, but there are significant differences between the two plans in terms of allocations to specific departments and spending on specific programs. The differences will likely be hashed out in a conference committee between representatives of the two chambers. The Finance Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, plans to take testimony from other communities this morning, and then the committee will begin considering amendments to the budget proposal tomorrow. The State House has passed a measure that would create the Walter J. Hickel Expressway in Anchorage. House Bill 115 would designate a portion of a Minnesota Drive and a portion of O'Malley Road from 15th Avenue to the new Seward Highway as the expressway. Representative Craig Johnson calls this a great way to honor a great Alaskan. Johnson says naming a section of roadway for the former governor is fitting, since he says Hickel was an advocate for public roads and transportation. Hickel passed away in 2010. The measure now goes to the Senate for consideration. The latest redistricting plan released on Tuesday makes no changes to Southeast Alaska election districts, but it changes boundaries elsewhere in the state, which will likely be altered because of federal requirements protecting minority voting strength. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more on the story.
The Alaska Redistricting Board released the plan, then considered a consultant's report saying it would significantly reduce Alaska Native influence in one House and one Senate district. The plan responds to a recent state Supreme Court ruling saying the board put too much emphasis on protecting Native voting rights. The court said the board should have paid more attention to state constitutional requirements, which call for compact districts made up of similar communities. The new plan changes election district boundaries for part of the Aleutians in the interior, as well as areas around Nome and Bethel. Redistricting Board Executive Director Taylor Bickford says the controversy does not include panhandle communities.
There was an influence district that was built in Southeast, but the board never claimed and the court never found that the board's drawing of an influence district in Southeast led to violations of the Alaska Constitution.
Petersburg officials hope for new boundaries closer to its current district, which includes Wrangell and Sitka. Those districts were reworked because of population shifts from southeast to south-central Alaska. The new plan combines Petersburg, downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, and Skagway. That angers Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer.
We don't think that Juneau is similar in any way to Petersburg or a fishing community. I mean, it has a processor there, but it's not considered a fishing community. It's a tourist community and a government.
I completely understand why people will be unhappy. I think there's a lot of unhappy people across the state.
Juneau Democratic Representative Beth Kurtula serves in the House district slated to include Petersburg.
And all I can say is wherever the district I'm in is, I would be honored to represent it and will work my hardest to do a good job.
Petersburg sued to change last year's reapportionment plan. Mayor Dwyer says the Supreme Court ruling provides another opportunity to challenge the redistricting board.
We kind of knew that they would propose that again, but we're against it and we're going to oppose it.
And what form's that opposition going to be? Are you folks going to go back to court?
Yeah, depending on the cost. We have a limited amount of funds to expend.
Redistricting shrinks the region's legislative delegation from 8 to 6. That means 4 lawmakers, 2 in the House and 2 in the Senate, will likely run against each other. That puts one Southeast Native lawmaker, Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh, at risk. Kurtula worries the court-ordered change in the redistricting board's focus from voting rights to geography could further isolate Alaska Natives.
Whenever you start to redraw the lines, you've got to have your eye on the fact that constitutionally under the federal law, we can't dilute Native power.
The board's voting rights consultant identified 2 of the districts redrawn after the court ruling as areas of concern. One is a House district made up of interior villages. The other is a Senate district running from Yakutat to Kodiak and from Lime Village to Dillingham and out the Aleutians. The redistricting board is scheduled to meet through Saturday. Executive Director Bickford says it should finish its work by then.
We're really just playing it by ear at this point. We're trying to do our due diligence, build the best plan we can, and do it in a timely fashion.
In Southeast, other pairings put Sitka in a district with small cities and villages from Haines to Port Alexander. Ketchikan, Wrangell, and northern Prince of Wales Island are in another district, and the capital cities Mendenhall Valley and Auk Bay areas remain on their own. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
And we have links to the new redistricting maps. You can go to our website at ktoonews.org. And now time for that old joke. If you don't have 2 friends, you better find some quick. The deadline to file for the PFD, or the Permanent Fund Dividend, is 11:59 Saturday evening. People can apply online or visit a designated distribution center to pick up forms. Alaskans received checks of $1,174 last year when the 2011 dividend was paid out. And the money comes from investment profits from Alaska's oil wealth savings account. The Rasmussen Foundation says nearly 22,000 Alaskans have donated to charities through the PFD's Pick, Click, Give program as of yesterday morning, pledging almost $2.1 million. Foundation spokesman Jordan Marshall says Alaskans who have already filed can still participate in the program. Many PFD applicants have made multiple gifts, which Jordan calls a great sign for nonprofit causes across the state.